Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hill to Die On, The Battle for Congress and the Future of Trump's America, written and read by Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer.
Note on sources. This book is the product of roughly 26 months of reporting on Congress in the era of Trump. Most books indicate how many hours of interviews the authors conducted, but that measure is not operative for this book. We spend much of our time in the Capitol, where we sit in the press galleries, observe the floor, and talk with elected officials and their aides. Our job as reporters lets us exist alongside the legislative process. Many of the interviews we conducted for this book were on the record, with the stipulation that the quotes would not appear until the book's publication. Other interviews were conducted on deep background, an agreement where the information may be used, but the source may not be identified or quoted. We interviewed characters in this book and aides involved in the legislative process as often as several times each week, stretching from Election Day 2016 through February 2019. Most interviews were recorded, and the audio files have been preserved. When we write about the thinking of a character or their emotions, that came from either the source him or herself or from someone he or she spoke to. In addition to interviews, sources in both parties agreed to share meeting notes, transcripts of telephone conversations, recordings of telephone conversations, recordings of meetings, emails, and memos. On several occasions, sources allowed us to listen into telephone conversations or conference calls as they were happening. Almost every meeting we write about had multiple participants, which helped us in confirming what was said. At times, we put remarks from closed meetings in quotes. On other occasions, we used italics for dialogue between two individuals. When we put material in quotes, we often had a recording of the meeting or spoke to one or more principals involved. We also traveled to report for this book. Members of Congress gave us access to...